Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year it should be a special schus for the whole world. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu Yatzilenu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka, and from this coronavirus that has already taken so many lives. The Tzitz Eliezer, in the 13th volume in Simen Chaf Aleph, was asked about the Yom Kippur War. Is it mutter to have marital relations during the Yom Kippur War? And I thought this would be a good opening to discuss the question of during this virus, when it's an Eis Tzara in the world, is it mutter to have marital relations? The Ramah writes in Orach Chaim and Siman Reish Mem Sif Yud Beis that after the Mechaber paskins that during a famine you're not allowed to have relations, he says, Hu adim b'shar tzaris, Shem Karavo, and other tzaris as well. What's the halacha? So we begin with Tainus. It says in Tainus, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Reish Lakish says that you're not allowed to have marital relations during a time of famine. Because it says that Yosef had children before the famine. Mashmah, that during the famine he didn't have children because he didn't have relations. Tosafos say, Yocheved was born during the famine. How could that be? That they didn't have relations? That's the only way to get to, a person can be born? And it says, Tosafos, it was only Midas Chasidus not to have relations. And Yosef was annoyed to Midas Chasidus. In other words, Me'ikar Adin, one is allowed to have relations. But if one wants to be an extra pious, then he should not have relations. So it emerges from Tosafos. And Mi'ikar Adin, relations are permitted during a time of famine. And Midas Chasidus, no. The Rambam, in the third parak of Ilchus Tainus, Halacha Ches, Paskins Li Sura, Vakomish Kiyam Pir Verivya, also Lo Lashamish Mitasa Vishnei Ravam. Anybody who's Mekayim Pir Verivya already, he has a son and a daughter, he's not allowed to have it to Usser for him to have relations during a time of famine. It says Lashon Isser. And so Paskin the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch, and Reish Mems, and Kufayin Dalit, you're not allowed to have relations during a time of famine. Now in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Mem, he writes ahead there, if a person doesn't have children, Chasuchei Banim. He also writes that Lashon in Ebenezer, Siman Chafei Sivav. But in Aruch Chaim there, and in Siman Tov Kufayin Dalid, he adds a Tnai Shel Leil Tevila. He writes Lashon, Chutz Mi Leil Tevila, Ul Chasuchei Banim Mutter. So those who don't have children, it's Mutter during a time of famine. And if it's mikvah night. So what does he mean? He says, V'leil tvila u'vila chasuchei banim. Does he mean that if a person doesn't have children, then it's mutter for him for leil tvila? You need both. Leil tvila, because that's the best time to get pregnant, and having no children. Or no? Leil Tevila for everybody, even if you already have kids. And if you don't have kids, then it's always mutter even without Leil Tevila. So we can learn the Biur from the Beis Yosef and the Tur, Siman Tov Kufayin Dalet. He's mistapik in this Shaila B'Kavanas Divrei Yerushalmi, who talks about this Chasuchei Banim. And he writes, Shekavanasi Yerushalmi is to say that Chasuchei Banim Tzrichim L'Shamesh Tamid Ad Sheyedu Sheneshosem Ubaros. Chasuchei Banim have to, he understands the Yerushalmi, you don't have kids, keep doing it until your wife gets pregnant. And he adds, Leil Tevila Shebaosa Laila Tzarech Kol Adam L'Shamesh. So that's how he learns the Yerushalmi, and that's what's going to be pshat in the Torah and in the Shulchan Aruch. That chutz mileil tevila for everybody, and chasuchei banim is mutar even not in leil tevila. Magen Avram and Siman Tavkuf Yodalit, Siv Kotnei writes, argue with the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that the Yerushalmi means that the Chasuchei Banim are only permitted the Leil Tevila. However, the Magen Avram himself admits the pshat in the Bavli and the poskim is mashmir that chasuchei banim are always permitted. And therefore, he only argues with the heter of Leil Tvila for people who don't have kids. Ayin Sham D'Magen Avram. See, he says, what's this heter of Leil Tvila if you don't, if Leil Tvila if you do have kids? If you're not Chasuchei Banim. If you have children, he argues with the heter of Leil Tvila. If you don't have children, then it's always mutter. But many argue with the Magen Avram. Primagadim is Mitzayin, negative Rav Magen Avram. The Sefer Divrei David, who brings Elia Rabbah, Shemash Meshakol She'en Latan Ukshari. As long as it's not for pleasure, it's mutter. So what does that mean? That means only if a person, only if she can get pregnant. So otherwise it's for pleasure. Also the Chalkos Mechokek and the Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezer and Simon Chav Hei bring the Leil Tefillah's mutter. Not like the Magen Avram. Also, the Big Day Yesha on Shulchan Aruch Arachaim argues with the Magen Avram. It says the Shulchan Aruch is correct. Ein lazuz mipsaka Shulchan Aruch. Leil Tvila is Beseder Gamor. So, to the Mishnah Brura. The Chasim Sofer Al HaTorah at the end of Parashas Vayigash discusses this, and he concludes that afilu iser midas chasidus leka b'leil tefila. Also yotzei laderech, so leil tefila and yotzei b'derech is not even midas chasidus. So yotzei lanu lefi zeh heter. Let's say you have a soldier who's going out to the battlefield. Even if you hold that b'mei melchama it's aser, but he's yotzei laderech, so be mutter. Now, the Yerushalmi that mentions Chasuchei Banim, and the post can say Chasuchei Banim. What's this Chasuchei Banim? So the Rambam before, the Rambam says somebody was a Mekayim Pir of Arivia. He was Mekayim Pir V'Riv, he's not going to be Meshamish Mita. What's the Lashon of the Gemara Chasuchei Banim? Does that mean no kids at all, or does that mean he wasn't Mekayim Pir V'Riv? And Simon Reish Mem says in parentheses, Perish Ein Lo Banim. Mashmi has no children. However, in Tavkuf Ayin Daled, it says, Ulemeute Banim. It's mashma that he only has meute banim. He wasn't Mekayim Pir V'Riva, but he already has a child. We can also see this in the Beis Yosef on the tour, in the Bach, that it comes out from their words that it's matir. He wasn't a Mekayim Pir V'Riva. The Taz argues, Tavkuf Ayin Hei, Sif Katan Beis, only if a person in the Gamre doesn't have children. But other people argue, Sefer Divrei David, which not coincidentally was written by the Taz himself, in Parashas Miketz writes, "Vadafka tashmish latanug baal ma'aser, but l'kiyum amin, or the yitzor takifalav, if you want to keep the world going, the species going, or you have a strong yitzor, and there's a chashav ashchas zera einiser." And Gamma Mishnah Bura Simon Reish Mem Sif Kat Mem Vav. So you see, there are Terim. Even if somebody doesn't have, even if somebody already has a child, or he has two girls, two boys, till he has his Pir V'Rivia, boy and a girl's Pir V'Rivia, it's still going to be Mutter, or Yitzro Misgaber Aleph. Now the Rama adds, "V'adim b'sharet tzara shem karavon." That's in the Yerushalmi and Tainus, like the grub rings. So Sha'ar Tzaris, Kamo, that would include a war. Or it's not so clear. He writes Shehem Kiravon. Why doesn't he just write Vodin Sha'ar B'Sha'ar Tzaris? What does it mean, Shehem Kiravon? So it must be that it has to be similar to a famine. So the Mefarshim argue about what the meaning of the Ramah is. The Olastamid writes, Mashkashen Karavon Pirish Kigon Elu Shabira Machaber the Kaman Bukhas Tainis, Shigozim Malayim Tainis. So what does that mean, like famine? Whenever you would have a fast, whatever you decree a fast for. So Tavkofayin Vav talks about when the Goyim are coming to wage war against us. So it's Muchach B'Sha'as war. There's a mashma like that in other Achronim. But in the Shari Knesset HaGedolah, he writes, Shayushami lo aser b'chol atzara shemisanir aleim karaban al dafka tzara stumi derav kagon al yirok on vala shidof on vala chosev la arva mizoynes. Whenever something bad is happening to your food. But other tzaras, no. That's how he wants to understand the Ramah. Other Mefarshim will learn like this. In the Sefer Shut Mishpatim Yesharim, Sephardi Sefer from Rav Berdigo, he writes, "Ubeisr Tashmish Shel Shemana Shechet Shepirsim LaMonam." Nobody asked it, he said. And he just concludes, but again, that's all a famine. It doesn't necessarily mean war. A raya that b'shas mocham is mutter from the Gemara in Erevin daf samach kemel amid beis lo nena shirshul b'shul shabitel sisra laila echatz mepiri verivia the Gemara that calls man sharon v'shchina shurin shalom kona asir b'tash b'shamita so b'shas mochama and they weren't asir b'tashmish only because the Aaron and the Shechina were not in their proper place. But out Milchama, they were allowed to. As far as Milchama is concerned, they're allowed to. The Gemara didn't have a problem with the Milchama. Gemara only says a problem because of the Aaron is in B'makom. There in Tosfos, he says, "Shemakshim shegam ala arvon shena b'makom amuchach meyuvda dur yachiti shacherim hayimutarim afilu achi b'tash b'shamita rak or yachiti ayamachmir al atzmo fisha yisol b'tzara da karmelay David reid lebeischa b'gam al David b'atzmo armina b'sanhedrin shahafach mishkabos shalaila mishkabos shalyom in esal menu alachazu mashmir b'laila hayamutar." Tosfos gives a teretz. Akopanim, it emerges from Tosfos that as far as the Milcham is concerned, there's no Isser Tashmish Amita. Urya, who was Machmaran himself, Urya, who didn't have to want to have Tashmish, was Machmaran himself because Yisrael Hayu b'Milchama Yoshvim b'Sukos v'gam Aron Eino b'Mikdash. But because of the Milcham itself, then there's no reason to be Machmir. And again, the Gemara says when the Aron and the Shechina aren't b'Makom, then which had happened at the time of Yehoshua. And he was Mevatel, and then they had a Matzor, and they were waging war, and they were sieging, and the Aron wasn't Bimakomo, so he was Mevatel, and from Pir V'Rivi, he was punished. They didn't have children, but that's only because of the Aron, but because of the Milcham itself. You're allowed to, one's allowed to have relations. It's not a problem. And the Gosi Ayvitz Alashas wants to say even more, that even the Aron's not Bimakomo, it's only Aser to the Anshei Milchama. But like Yoshim and Beveisim, those who aren't in Mochama, then it's mutter. Now, there's a Maharsha in Erevin who writes in his Chedushi Halachas. Maharsha is much more famous for his Chedushi Agadas, but he also has Chedushi and Chedushi on the Halachic parts of the Gemara. Shalom Komen Asur, and Inyano Imo Anochi Bitsara, Beis Mochama. Remain a parakam, Tainis Asadim, Shishamish Pitas Vishne Rav, and Udi Mochol Shar Eis Tsara. Wow, so you have a Maharsha who says, Chora, that it's Asur Bitashmish Amita, Eis Tsara. And Mocham is an Eis Tzara. But how's that going to work with the Gemara? Gemara says it was Ka'aron v'shchina shalom b'mkoman. The Aron wasn't in Gilgal, it wasn't in its place. So against Tosis. So Marsha must mean that it's an Eis Tzara, that the Aron isn't Bimakomo, and it's Shas Milchama. But he says, V'hu adin b'chol sha'ar Eis Tzara. That seems to mean anything that comes min Hashemayim. B'doyim l'shas ravam. But a Milchama is from people. And therefore, could be that the Maharsha would hold that stam alucham is mutter, but what comes min hashamayim b'chol eis tzara that comes min hashamayim would be aser. The Meiri on Tainis brings that in the Yerushalmi there must be the reason for Isra Shimush B'Shnei Ravon. That's because Shlohei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osek B'Chorbanu Shel Olam V'Hu Bone. God is busy destroying the world and He's building it. Zil Baser Taime. So follow the reasoning that if B'Shas Mocham, it's not Hashem being Osek B'Chorbanu Shel Olam, it's man. Was also like b'chorbanu shel olam. B'shas milcham, b'shas ravon, it's a kadosh baruch hu. But during b'shas milcham, it's man being also like b'chorbanu shel olam. We don't have this Yerushalmi. We have that on Parshas Noach. And shas hamabul not to have relations. Same idea. Hashem is also like b'chorbanu shel olam. But not. We shouldn't be Osek Bibinyano, so it makes sense. The Mabul, that's what Hashem wanted. But if it's man killing each other at war, it's not directly from Hashem. The Sefer from Yild Staka, from the author of the Medrash Talpios, the Od, Tim Tavkuf Nun, he writes on the Ramah that it's Mashma that he holds, that the Shnei Ravon at a time of famine, it's Asr because there's Sar Ba'olam, Vein Roish is Davig Yimishto. So he says that the new parish, that those who asked only b'shnei ravon, not like the Ramah, explain that the reason for the Yisr is because that b'shnei rav, you weak children are born. They're born with deformities, with deficiencies, whatever it may be. He says, "Lafizeh nisr tashmish b'zman magefa." That's the time we're having now. Is manam of a magefa? If you have a plague, it's not going to be usher. It's only going to be usher if it's famine, because then you're giving birth to children rochalushi amezik. Unless you want to say that during the time of the magefa, then the parents are sick, then the kids will be born sick. The Ritvan is chedushim antainis explains what does it mean chasuchei banim. That it says in the Gemara, "Ki miyem chasuchei banim sheim banim yotzim kashura, mishem sham shem itosem b'shnei ravon." So he understands that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara means, according to his girsa, according to his understanding, that somebody who's going to have children or not going to come out well shouldn't have relations. That that's the reason for the iser b'shnei ravam, because he's going to have children who aren't healthy. They're not going to come out kashura. In the Yerushalmi, there's a lashon, Perak Aleph of Tainus Halacha Vav, b'chaser b'kefen galmu u'b'kefen galmud. B'shash taroeh chisaron bal olam asei ishtecha galmuda. If you see this chisaron in the world, then make your wife alone. So it's mashma that there's tsar in the world. You have to join in the tsar. That's pashup shat in the Yerushalmi. However, we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi. And Lamaisa the Bavli only says B'shas Ravon. And then there's the Heter and Pashas for Chasuchei Banim, people who don't have children, or people who have been Mekayim Pir V'Rivya. And we have Tosfos, who says that it's a Midas Chasidus only, that it's not Mamish and Isser Medina. On the other hand, we have the Yehu Adin B'Shar Tzaris, Shem Karavon. If you understand B'Shar Tzaris, the Rama writes, if you understand B'Shar Tzaris, Shem Karavon, that whatever comes Min HaShemayim, so the Magefa is definitely Min HaShemayim, like Ravon. That Hashem is Osek B'Chorbano Shalol, and we should be Osek B'Binyano. So, obviously, I am not here to paskin halach lamaisa, but it's definitely a lot to rely on to be makel. And of course, there's the health issue of not getting too close to another person, but that's just something that doctors have to be asked. And if somebody wants to be machmir, maybe it would seem that there's a sad gadol to be machmir, shtatef b'tzara olam. But again, we have the Leil Tvila that's brought down by the Shulchan Aruch and the Chasuchei Banim, which is like the Achronim say, many of them, all Chasuchei, even not Leil Tvila. People already have children. People were Mekayim Pir V'Rivya only on Leil Tvila. And for halach lemaisa, one can consult one's own posek. But we saw the various sources, and there are other tshuvas about this as well. And maybe in future shiurim, we will see what some other poskim say. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yatzilenu mikol tzara v'tzuka, mikol nega u'machala, v'nishma b'suros tovos, Pa'amei Mashiach Tzidkenu, Amen, 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 Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.